وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, إن شاء الله we have the class of tafsir from the beginning of Surah At-Tawbah, the Surah of Repentance. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. براءة من الله ورسوله إلى الذين عاهدتم من المشركين. فسيحوا في الأرض أربعة أشهر واعلموا أنكم غير معجز الله وأن الله مخزي الكافرين. This surah, Surah At-Tawbah, doesn't have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim like the rest of the Quran, like the rest of the other chapters of the Quran. As known, Quran is 114 chapters. This surah, Surah At-Tawbah, is the only surah doesn't have Bismillah ar-Rahman, doesn't start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Some of the people knowledge say is because Surah At-Tawbah and Surah Al-Anfal is one surah, but it is two surah, but it doesn't have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahu a'lam, the wisdom behind that. This surah, some of the people of knowledge, they call Surah Al-Fadiha, the surah which exposes the hypocrites, so much of the action of hypocrisy is mentioned in this surah, the actions of those hypocrites, those who say just by their tongue they're believers, but in reality they are not. What do they do? How they talk? How they act is mentioned in the surah. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, "Bara'atun min Allahi wa Rasulih ila alladhina ahadtum min al-mushrikeen." Freedom from obligations. Means this is declared from Allah and His Messenger, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to those of the mushrikeen. Means the polytheists, pagans, idolaters, disbelievers in the oneness of Allah, with whom you made a treaty. Bara'at min Allah. Freedom from means all obligations, means it's declared from Allah and His Messenger to those of the mushrikeen with whom you made a treaty. So in this verse, that Prophet ﷺ should declare and announce to the mushrikeen that Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger have no treaty with them. فَسِيحُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ. So travel freely, means O mushrikeen, for 4 months, as you will. Means you'll be safe from the harm of the believers. So travel freely for 4 months. Means the idol worshippers have 4 months. After that, they have no peace treaty with the Prophet ﷺ. For 4 months through the land. But know that you cannot escape, means from the punishment of Allah, and Allah will disgrace the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَذَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِلَى النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْحَجِّ الْأَكْبَرِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ بَرِيءٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَرَسُولُهُ فَإِنْ تُبْتُمْ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ غَيْرُ مُعْجِزِ اللَّهِ وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. And a declaration from Allah and His Messenger to mankind on the greatest day, means the 10th of the Hijjah, which is the 12th month of the Islamic calendar, that Allah is free from his obligation to the mushrikeen. And so is His Messenger. So if you means oh mushrikeen repent, is better for you. But if you turn away, then know that you cannot escape means from the punishment of Allah, and give tidings of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad of painful torment to those who disbelieve. Also this verse, Prophet Muhammad to declare, especially that great day which all people get together, that Allah and His Messenger are free from all obligations, peace, treat, or anything to the mushrikeen. But if they turn in repentance to Allah, they accept Islam, it's better. If not, they cannot escape from Allah Azza wa Jal. So they don't have any more peace treat. Except Allah said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ عَاهَدْتُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَنْقُصُوكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَمْ يُظَاهِرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَحَدًا فَأَتِمُّوا إِلَيْهِمْ عَهْدَهُمْ إِلَى مُدَّتِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. So the first declaration was for those people who break the covenant from the idol worshippers. But as for those who didn't break the covenant and didn't help the enemy of the Muslim against the Muslims, Allah said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ عَاهَدْتُمْ, except those of the mushrikeen with whom you have a treaty. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَنْقُصُوكُمْ شَيْئًا, and then have not subsequently failed you in oath. وَلَمْ يُظَاهِرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَحَدًا, nor have supported anyone against you. فَأَتِمُّوا إِلَيْهِمْ عَهَدَهُمْ إِلَى مُدَّتِهِمْ, so fulfill their treaty to them for the end of their term. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ, verily Allah loves الْمُتَّقِينَ, the pious. So this rule, as for those idol worshippers who didn't break the promise, they didn't break the covenant, they didn't break the treaty, and they didn't help the enemy of the Messenger against the Muslims, those people, Prophet ﷺ, Muslims should continue to give, to have, to fulfill their covenant. فَإِذَا سَلَخَ الْأَشْهُرُ الْحُرُمُ, then when the scarier month, means the first, 7th, 11th, and 12th months of the Islamic calendar have passed, فَقْتُلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُهُمْ, then kill the mushrikeen wherever you find them. وَخُذُوهُمْ وَحْصُرُوهُمْ وَقْعُدُوا لَهُمْ كُلَّ مَرْصَدٍ, and capture them and besiege them and lay in wait for them in each and every ambush. فَإِنْ تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ. But if they repent and perform a salah and give zakat, then leave them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Leave them their way, fairly Allah is up for giving us merciful. In this ayah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Azza wa Jalla said, see the footnote of volume 2, 193, verse 2, 193. narrated Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died and Abu Bakr became his successor, and some of the Arabs reverted to this belief. Know that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرُهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَبْلِغُهُ مَأْمَنَهُ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And if anyone of the mushrikeen polytheists, idolaters, pagans, disbelievers in the oneness of Allah seeks your protection, meaning all the mercy of Allah, then grant to him protection so that he may hear the word of Allah, the Quran, and then escort him to where he can be secure. That's because they are men who know not. So in this verse, Prophet ﷺ to give a chance to those people, idol worshippers, to listen to the Quran, the word of Allah, and to give them protection. And it happened that one of them who used to fight the Muslims was captured, and Prophet ﷺ, he gave him protection until he heard the Quran. Then he asked him if he is ready to accept Islam. He said no. He set him free. Then he came back and he entered Islam willingly. That's how Quran was. How Quran is powerful. He realized when he heard the Quran, it must be the word of Allah. Also, he saw how nicely Prophet Muhammad ﷺ treated him. And Allah said, كيف يكون للمشركين عهد عند الله وعند الرسول إلا الذين عاهدتم عند المسجد الحرام فما استقاموا لكم فاستقيموا لهم إن الله يحب المتقين. How can there be a covenant with Allah and with His messenger for the mushrikeen except those with whom you made a covenant near al-Masjid al-Haram, so long as they are true to you, stand you true to them. Verily Allah loves the pious, al-Muttaqeen. So again, to fulfill the covenant for those who fulfill, especially those who are at the Masjid al-Haram. كيف وإن يظهروا عليكم لا يرقبوا فيكم إلا ولا ذمة يرضونكم بأفواههم وتأبى قلوبهم وأكثرهم فاسقون. Means how can there be such a covenant with them that when you are overpowered by them, they regard not the ties, either of kinship or a covenant with you. Yeah. With good words from their mouth, they please you. But their heart are averse to you. And most of them are fasiqun, rebellious, disobedient to Allah. So in this verse, there are some people who only accept the covenant as long as they're weak. But when they get strong, they break it. They overpower those who are covenant with them. They change it. So they don't accept a covenant and a peace treaty except when they are not strong. If they're strong, they will not fulfill the covenant, they will break it. Allah said, اشتروا بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا فصدوا عن سبيله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعمل. They have purchased with the ayat of Allah, the verses, evidence, verses, lessons, signs, revelations, etc. of Allah, a little gain, and they hindered man from his way. It means prevented man from his way. Evil indeed is that which they used to do. So these people, not only they didn't accept the truth, but also they hindered other people from it. لا يرقبون في مؤمن إلا ولا ذمة وأولئكم المعتدون. With regard to a believer, they respect not the ties, either of kinship or of covenant, it is they who are transgressors. So they don't consider for the believer nor ties and relativeness and closeness in lineage nor in covenant. No respect to all this. They transgress. فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. But if they repent, perform a salah, give zakah, then they are your brother, your brethren in religion. It's in his way, in Allah's way, in this way. وَنُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. fairly. We explain the ayat in a detail for the people who know. وإن نكثوا أيمانهم من بعد عهدهم وطعنوا في دينكم فقاتلوا أئمة الكفر إنهم لا أيمان لهم لعلهم ينتهون. But if they violate their oaths after their covenant and attack your religion with disapproval and criticism, then fight, meaning you the Muslims, the leaders of disbelievers, chiefs of Quraysh, pagans of Mecca, for surely their oaths are nothing to them. So that they may stop, means evil actions. So in this ayah, if the idol worshippers, even though they're given a covenant, they break it. They keep on breaking it. After that, don't accept. Don't have a covenant with them. It is them who started, and it is them who continue hurting the Muslims and hindering man from the path of Allah. Then Allah said, أَلَا تُقَاتِلُونَ قَوْمًا نَكَثُوا أَيْمَانَهُمْ وهموا بإخراج الرسول وهم بدأوكم أول مرة أتخشونهم فالله حق أن تخشوه إن كنتم مؤمنين قاتلوهم يعذبهم الله بأيديكم ويخزيهم وينصركم عليهم ويشفي صدور قوم مؤمنين ويذهب غيظ قلوبهم ويتوب الله على من يشاء والله عليم حكيم. Will you not fight people who have violated their oaths, meaning pagans of Mecca, and intended to expel the Messenger وسلم, while they did attack you first? Do you fear of them? Allah has more right that you should fear him if you are believers. Fight against them so that Allah will punish them by your hands and disgrace them and give you victory over them and heal the breasts of a believing people and remove the anger of their hearts. Allah accepted the repentance of whom He wills. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تُتْرَكُوا وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَى رَسُولِهِ وَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِيجَةً وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُ. Do you think that you shall be left alone while Allah has not yet tested those among you who have striven hard and fought and have not taken help, means helpers, advisors, consultants from the disbelievers, pagan, given openly to them means their secrets besides Allah and His Messenger and the believers. Allah is well acquainted with what you do. Again, do you think that you shall be left alone with Allah while Allah has not yet tested those among you who have striven hard and fought and have not taken walija, giving openly to them, means to the besides Allah and His Messenger and the believers. Allah is well acquainted with what you do. Then Allah said, ما كان للمشركين أن يعمروا مساجد الله شاهدين على أنفسهم بالكفر أولئك حبطت أعمالهم وفي النار هم خالدون. It is not for the mushrikeen, polytheists, idolaters, pagans, disbelievers in the oneness of Allah to maintain the masjids of Allah. Means to pray and worship Allah therein, to look their cleanliness and their building, and to look after their cleanliness and their building, while they witness against their own selves of disbelief. The works of such are in vain, and in fire shall they abide. نعوذ بالله منهم. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا مهتدين. The message of Allah shall be maintained only by those who believe in Allah and the last day. Perform a salah and give zakah and fear none but Allah. It is they who are on true guidance. والله ما يقص من قدم. هذا والله أعلم. صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.